Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And a correction, I said Lance Oppenheimer. My show rundown says that's how he spells his name. I think that person was thinking of the Manhattan Project. His name is Lance Oppenheim. His movie from Magnolia Pictures is called Some Kind of Heaven, and it's going to be opening in 4 days on the 15th at Cinema SF Virtual Screening Room in Rialto Cinema's Elmwood Virtual Cinema and on demand as well. Lance, sorry about the surname. We've got it down now. Let's talk about this project because this has to do with a place called The Villages, which I had never heard of. It's in Florida. I know a lot of retirees go to Florida, but this is something that people talked about as the Disneyland for retirees. How did you first hear about it, and what gave the idea for a doc on it?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I appreciate the name correction. I am indeed not related to the man of atomic bomb origins. But yeah, this you know, the Villages is a fascinating place. It's been in the news quite a lot as of late due to a lot of its political leanings. It's very conservative. To me, the reason I was interested in making this film is that this is a Truman Show in real life, is how I saw it. This is a world that is filled of utopian promise. It's designed to look like the 1950s and the 1960s. It has its own newspaper that's run by the developers. It has its own radio station that only plays hits from the 50s and the 60s. To me, I was just fascinated that 130,000 people were moving from all to basically isolate themselves inside of this, perfect pictured, manicured fantasy land. And that was the way that they were choosing to spend the last few chapters of their lives. So that was the origins of wanting to make a film there that I can engage in kind of a thoughtful inquiry into why people choose to do something like that, this kind of American desire to isolate ourselves. In places that remove anything that's bad, and that was the origins of this.
You know, it's funny, if I think if you brought this as a script to Hollywood, they would assume there was some sort of sinister underbelly where they're being harvested for their organs or something. Did you find anything seedy or sinister about it?
I mean, I think inherently when you go to a place like the Villages, I think it's bizarre in a lot of ways. It's a place that I don't know if you've seen recently, Blue Velvet, or if you rewatch the Ronald Reagan Morning in America advertisement. I mean, this place seems like the designers and the developers were unironically citing this as sort of a place that they wanted to make their retirement community look like. So I think, obviously I'm a few generations removed from a lot of the folks who live there. I think it's very easy for a person like myself who, this wasn't designed for me. I grew up in the 90s. If maybe there was a retirement community when I'm older that is designed to look like the 90s, I still don't think I'd be interested in it. But I did think there was something, maybe not quite sinister, but I did think there was something odd about it. And I wanted to make something that wasn't just another kind of journalistic expose about the political kind of homogeneity of the place, how its demographics, it's 98.3% white. A lot of these things to me were very obvious. It's, the people who choose to live there are choosing to live inside of, they know what they're buying into. Which in my mind was this very conservative kind of fantasy land. But to me, I was interested in kind of a different, more existential, maybe more universal approach about, hey, what happens to the people who don't fit in to the marketing materials, the people who live there because they were drawn by the utopian promise of the place, and suddenly they find their fantasy has become a nightmare. That seems far more relatable and far more interesting to me, especially. It's like you can't really get your money back. You can't get your time back. You have like a few, maybe a decade left of your life where you can actually do things and move around and be, physically able to experience the world in the way that a lot of people who move there are. So those were the ideas that I was more concerned with, rather than just kind of painting, maybe a more obvious, portrait of an underbelly of a community like this.
It's very interesting. So you personally, you don't want your retirement home to be designed like Saved by the Bell's Bayside High.
Maybe if it looked like something like, you know, the world in the Even Stevens universe, maybe I would reconsider my line of thought. But no, you know, and I think that's an interesting point. I do wonder how places like the Villages, you know, when the baby boomering when the baby boomer generation is no longer with us, what will happen? What will be made of places like this? Are they going to recreate other decades and other eras for other generations to live inside it of it? Maybe, but will other generations have that same interest of living in sort of an artificially constructed, self-sustaining utopia? I'm not sure.
So when you started the project, did you get some pushback like, hey, mind your own business? Or did you get the opposite, like, yes, please tell everyone we want to build more condos and sell more units?
Definitely the former. I mean, you know, because the village is you know, it's become one of the fastest growing cities in our country, not just retirement communities, cities. So it's a very successful operation. The folks who built it are, you know, now billionaires. They have they don't need any sort of outside external movie or book or anything that is made by someone from the point of view that isn't them to lure in more folks. What they've done is, I think, proven very successful. So I think they've come to kind of greet anyone who is an outsider with a healthy amount of skepticism, and such was the case with myself. I, you know, again, you know, kind of the stuff I'm saying to you is the stuff I exactly said to them. I wasn't interested in making a film that tarnished what they built. I wanted to critically engage with it and make a portrait of what life is like for some people who live there. And they were not interested in that. So they did, making this film kind of was an act of guerrilla filmmaking in some ways. They distributed it like a digital wanted poster of my face. So a lot of the local businesses there. And pretty much any time I was shooting something publicly, I knew I had about 15 to 20 minutes before I'd get shut down. So it was a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and a lot of when we were there to do something, you know, outside, it would have to be done in a very methodical way.
Last question for you: when you take this to film festivals, and I know you were at Rotterdam and Sundance, but do you think this is intrinsically an American thing? Like, do you think Europeans look at this with envy, or do you think they look at it and say, oh, that's so American and plastic and fake?
It's a really interesting question. I mean, there are different you know, there are versions of artificially constructed kind of heterotopias in other countries. In Spain, there are some. In China, there is a whole kind of wave of architecture that is just called duplicate texture, I guess, that's just mimicking other cities from around the world. I do think that desire, that impulse may actually stretch, may not just be an American one, but I do think the images that are on display in the villages and sort of the values and the nomenclature, a lot of the stuff that exists there is deeply American, and it's of an America that maybe never really was and never really existed in my mind. It's the America that, again, is sort of on display in, you know, 1980s sort of political ads that Reagan was running. These images that spoke to the promise and these kind of conservative ideas and ideals. So it makes perfect sense why an entire generation of people who believe in those types of things would want to sort of, you know, maybe if we live in very confusing times, I think there's a makes perfect sense why a lot of folks would want to go there and live inside of it. And it also makes perfect sense for, you know, as of late, why you've seen so many controversial content come from there. You've seen there's a golf cart rally not so long ago where a village resident was shouting white power at a Donald Trump rally. So, you know, a lot of these things to me come as no surprise. I think the desire, the impulse may not be something that is strictly American, but I think the design of the place and why it's so successful and why it's more successful than any other sort of community in the world that tries to do this is an American one.
Very interesting. The film is called Some Kind of Heaven, and we've been speaking with the filmmaker himself, Lance Oppenheim. It's from Magnolia Pictures, as and I said, it's been very well reviewed. It got to Sundance, for Pete's sake. So if you want to check it out, opening the 15th, Cinema SF Virtual Screening Room, Rialto Cinema's Elmwood Virtual Cinema, and On Demand. Lance, congratulations on the film, and thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you for having me.